Are you happy with your home now? Does it meet your needs, your ideals, and will it be okay for the long term? These are the questions researchers asked to find out what Australians want from their homes. Researchers from Swinburne University were also curious to see how the pandemic has impacted these findings. To discuss the research, we are joined by Associate Professor Wendy Stone, leader of the Housing Research Group, Centre for Urban Transitions at Swinburne University. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Marlene.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and thank you for your interest in our release, I suppose, of quite a large national study we've been undertaking in the last couple of years that really speaks to sort of the way Australian aspirations for housing and home and location are tracking for different generations. So for young adults, for people living in their sort of midlife years, and then also for later life adults, and also just what the pandemic might mean about how these are changing.
Yeah, I'm really interested how the pandemic has impacted it, but also just in general, what did Australians that you surveyed, what did they say they wanted from housing? What was their kind of ideal house?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting. And when we do ask people about what their aspirations are, we don't end up with far-fetched answers. We don't end up with mansions and Ferraris, for example. What we end up with are really basic sort of attributes of housing and home. And this isn't just a three-bedroom house. It could be an apartment. But the basic fundamental that about 85% of people we spoke with, and this is more than 7,000 people nationally, really just want safe, secure housing. So being able to live in a place and know that you can make choices about remaining in that place, having that place to be affordable, and really developing a sense of home over time. And the way that people typically think about achieving those attributes, if you like, those foundational aspects of housing. In Australia, we really associate that primarily with this sort of a freestanding house rather than apartment, and that still holds. What we found is quite a large aspiration or desire for people to live in suburban or large regional centres. So a very large majority of people, as kind of boring and mundane as this might sound, believe that suburbia, you know, where you've got good access to transport, local amenities, schools, and ideally work nearby, this actually really works well as a model for a lot of people.
That's really interesting. I mean, I don't think it's boring. I think safe and secure housing is what everyone wants, and it's definitely something that's worrying a lot of people at the moment. I thought it was really interesting that many people in the survey were happy with their housing now, the home that they have now, but they were a bit worried about the long term, that it wasn't a good place to be for the long term. Why was this?
Yeah, that's actually a really important part of the work we've done. If you think about housing policy and anyone who is in renting or even owners, the main two, most people in Australia, about 95% of Australians live in either home ownership or renting. So we're a really private sort of housing market or housing system, if you like. And what we looked at was how well the housing of young adults up until mid-30s and then those in middle life and later life worked to meet their sort of primary priorities at this stage of their life. So if you think about, for example, a university student, does their current share house meet their needs? Yeah, it probably works really well. But will that be what they want in 5 years or 10 years? And does that situation of renting a room in a share house actually begin to build the housing equity or give them enough capacity to save enough money or to have enough stability to get to sort of get from A to B? And most of the research and most policies focus on sort of immediate sort of point in time current situation rather than thinking longer term. And our research really shows the need to equip Australians with the kind of know-how and skills and knowledge to navigate a whole lot of complexity and often very unaffordable complexity in our housing system now, to work out what are their best options and what can they do in the sort of normal sort of mainstream options, but also maybe some alternative options about how can people work towards secure, safe housing, say in 10 years' time if they're in a really insecure situation now. And part of the response to this is definitely changing the kind of structures and systems and institutions. So we found a need for more diverse types of housing, for example, so more townhouses and not only small flats and big houses, but a real mix of housing types, but also enabling people to live in regional areas where there are actually productive jobs and opportunities to really settle down. So there are some ways that people can rethink the way they're operating. But there are some really big implications for the banking sectors, the development sectors, for urban planning in creating more diverse and equitable sort of systems in our findings.
Yeah, it absolutely makes sense. We do need to be thinking about the long term. We are almost out of time, but I just really quickly wanted to ask you the important question on our minds. How has the pandemic affected what people want from a home?
It really drums home, if you like, the aspirations trends already happening. So we need safe, secure housing, and having higher rates of JobKeeper, JobSeeker, basically increasing income support to make it livable. We need affordable housing is number one. We need more secure rental tenures so that people aren't bumped around when these sorts of shocks and disruptions happen. People can remain housed, and we really do need to think more effectively in a structural sort of policy sense about really reducing the hurdles into long-term secure housing like home ownership. We have to enable people to get past those really extreme entry costs that we have in Australia and support people to remain housed when we have these kinds of shocks that we have had this year, and to be a really resilient society, we really need this foundational, safe, secure housing system.
It's so important. Thank you so much, Wendy, for joining us and telling us about it.
Oh, thanks so much.